You're listening to Vatican Radio. Kenyan authorities on Tuesday said government security forces have taken control of the Nairobi shopping mall, where Islamic extremists killed at least 62 people. Police were reportedly doing a final sweep of shops early on Tuesday, following the rescue of what they believe to be the last of the hostages remaining inside the besieged mall. Sporadic gunfire was heard early in the morning within the structure. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, offered U.S. support.
I've had the opportunity to speak with President Kenyatta directly. We are providing all the cooperation that we can as we deal with the situation that has captivated the world. I want to express personally my condolences to not only President Kenyatta, who lost some family members in the attack, but to the Kenyan people. We stand with them against this terrible outrage that's occurred. We will provide them with whatever law enforcement support that is necessary. And we are confident that Kenya, which has been a pillar of stability in Eastern Africa, will rebuild.
A slow stream of survivors escaped the building throughout the day on Monday, though the fate of those listed as missing remains unclear. Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which began at lunchtime on Saturday. Kenyan officials say there were 10 to 15 attackers. Kenya believes there were foreigners among the assailants, with military chief Julius Karange saying they came from different parts of the world. I'm Philippa Hitchin.